Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
5 Ivor Novello Awards, 23 platinum records, 39 gold discs, 52 silver discs. The only person, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he's still the only person who wrote a song that was, sorry, the only person born outside the United States who wrote a song that was then a hit for Elvis Presley. He also has written a song that 80,000 people in a confined space all sing together and millions beyond that space all sing together. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Phil Coulter. How was that?
That's a hell of a build-up, John.
Was
that's
it all right?
Build-up. Thank you. Correct in every detail, as usual. You're a stickler for all your detail. Thank you, John. I'm very flattered.
It's so great to chat to you. Whenever Robert said to me, I think we can get Phil Coulter today, I was so delighted to hear that you were coming on the show. So thanks for giving us your time, because I know how busy you are, and particularly at the minute, the freedom of the city of Derry. How amazing is
Absolutely.
That?
Yeah, actually, I'm talking to you from the very glamorous surroundings of Apple Green at Lisburn on my way up to Derry. It's this afternoon, the ceremony of the freedom of the city takes place. And I'm very excited, very flattered, and indeed very honored. I mean, I'm aware that I'm stepping into some pretty big shoes to get the freedom of the city. So I only wish that my mum and dad were alive to see it happen, John, because they were never convinced, really, that the music business and songwriting was a career fit for any decent young man. So I wish they were there just to see this.
Yeah, and some of the others who have been given this wonderful award are John Hume, Jim McLaughlin, Bishops Edward Daly and James Mahaffey. And you join that very illustrious list of people. When did you find out and how did you find out?
A couple of months ago now, I was contacted by one of the councillors, Emmett Doyle, who was proposing it. And he called me and said, I'm a recently elected member of the council. And on checking back, I find, to my surprise, that you were never given the freedom of the city. Would it be okay if I proposed you? And I said, well, Emmett, it's never something which I've been obsessed about, but I'd be well flattered if you did. So, It was put to the council a couple of months ago, I suppose, and this was the real kicker, John. It was voted unanimously. Now, I'm long enough in the tooth to know that the various manifestations of a council and corporation in Derry for all of those years, and for many years, it appeared that they could never agree on anything. So to get them all unanimous to agree on a Freedom of the City Award for Phil Coulter was in itself an achievement.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And it's brilliant that it was unanimous. And that surely shows the love of the people of Derry for you. But also, do you know what I've noted about you, Phil? Whether you win the Eurovision Song Contest, as you have, whether you've had number one hits, as you have, whether you've worked with some of the biggest artists in the world, like Sinead O'Connor and Boyzone at their height, and the Bay City Rollers at their height, but I forgive you. Eventually, I've grown to forgive you for that. But you still, to me, have always had this very strong sense of place, of being from Derry. Is that fair? No matter where you are in the world or what you're doing?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's been, my Derryness has been very much a part of me. It's formed me as a man, formed me as a musician. And I think it's this afternoon, while I'll have my family and my old friends there, at the ceremony, I'll be thinking that these are the people who kind of, in any career in the music business, John, it's a series of highs and lows, you know, and these are the people who kind of kept me up when in the dark hours and kept me grounded during the trial days, when during the successes. So that kind of, that grasp of reality, I think, is very much part of my background in Derry.
And you're performing tomorrow as part of this weekend of celebrations, and it's a very unusual performance, and I want you to share with us exactly what you're hoping to achieve with that.
Well, this is a kind of double whammy. I mean, today, the freedom of the city, that takes one box. Tomorrow is another box entirely, which is it's kind of in association with the Derry International Choral Festival, which has been building over the last 14, 15 years. And what's happening is that in Ebrington Square, which overlooks the city, it's a beautiful location, out of doors, tomorrow afternoon, we're inviting anybody who loves to sing. And in Derry, that means probably 95% of the population, to turn up in Ebrington Square. No tickets, no reservations. It's all free. I'll be on stage with my piano, with the Codetta Choir, string quartets, and a few musicians. And we'll do a few warm-ups first. We'll do probably Steal Away so that they can sing along and clear their throats. And then we'll give them Ireland Call so they can expand their chests a bit.
Brilliant.
And then we'll finish on a massive version of The Town I Love So Well.
Gosh, you've raised so many things that I want to ask you about there. The Codetta Choir are just amazing. I asked them to record something which we used on an RTE TV show that I was producing a couple of years ago, and it was just amazing. It was, as music is, it touched the soul, it was heartbreaking, it was tear-inducing, it was truly wonderful. So you're blessed there.
They're world-class. They really are world-class.
Oh, amazing. And hello to Owen, if he's listening. By the way, Ireland's Call, do you feel a sense of pride?
Sir.
Do you feel a sense when you see rugby players standing there with their chests expanded at the tops of their voices singing Ireland's Call and 80,000 people in a stadium joining in? And if I hope people don't think that there's anything xenophobic about this, but frightening the New Zealand team, the All Blacks, who are about to do a haka, trying to frighten us.
Yeah.
That they are being frightened by this wall of noise that hits them. How do you feel when you hear that?
Well, John, there are different thrills and different satisfactions for a songwriter. You know, the thrill of winning the Eurovision Song Contest, surely. The thrill of having Elvis Presley record one of your songs. The thrill of selling millions of records with the Bay City Rollers, whatever it might be. The thrill of having somebody like Luke Kelly sing your songs, or Sinead O'Connor. But there is an entirely different feeling when you hear, as you say, like 80,000 people singing your song. And this is the thing, John. If I'm there with a couple of my children, a couple of my boys who are not much children anymore, but the knowledge that when I fall off the perch, they'll still be singing Ireland's Call. So that sense of having left something behind is an important part of it as well. But, you know, you're right. It does give me a great sense of pride.
And of all of those moments that you have outlined, is there one that you will take to your grave? Is there one that, in a quiet moment at home, that you think to yourself, gee, that was great, wasn't it? Is there one that sticks with you?
There have been so many. I've been fortunate in my career. I mean, as I say, there've been a lot of highs. There've been a fair few lows as well, but I mean, the highs probably outnumber the lows. I think if you were to ask me, looking back on all of my catalogue, what's the one song that, put it like this, John, if you ask me, what's the one song you would choose to be remembered for? You know, as a personal statement.
Okay, Phil, what's the one song you want to be remembered for?
The Town I Love So Well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised to hear you saying that. And again, what an amazing song. And tomorrow you're going to have however many thousand who turn up at Ebrington Square in Derry, you're going to have them singing that.
Yeah, we encourage them just to turn up. As I say, there's no ticket necessary, no reservation. Just turn up. The weather's going to be fine. Just have a good sing, as we love to do in Derry.
And it feeds the soul, doesn't it? Whenever you open your lungs and sing a song, it feeds your soul.
It's going to be very special. I mean, John, when I'm already imagining like a couple of thousand people when we get to that last chorus and they hear a couple of thousand Derry voices singing, "For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost is lost and gone forever." That's going to be a kind of a goosebump moment for me.
And me. Don't. You'll get me going now.
Yeah.
Phil,
well,
it's Always so great to talk to you. Congratulations. I believe you now can walk your sheep through the centre of Derry after this afternoon and whatever else. Yeah. What else does it entail? What being the freedom of the city of Derry?
I'm not very big on the sheep, but I did ask a question. Does this mean that I can run up a tab in every bar in Derry? That would be more to my liking. John, it's been a pleasure.
As always, Phil, congratulations. Thoroughly well deserved. Freedom of the city today.
Thank you, my old
friend.
Then
performing at Ebrington Square tomorrow. Phil, thank you for everything. Thank you for your chats over the years. Thank you for always being a good friend. And thanks also for the songs. Do you mind if I play The Town I Loved So Well?
Please do. God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks a million. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, John. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.